Pretty impressive numbers, as always. Every time we have Touchdown Timmy Brown on the show, we just talk about your career numbers, and they are impressive. But season opener, more great numbers for you. 8 receptions, 133 yards, couple of big plays, 33-yard touchdown, 33-yard sideline route to set up the field goal. I mean, you've been playing so long, but it has to be so nice to have that kind of performance in the season opener.
Well, you know, now I live for Sundays. You know, I'm not a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday guy. You know, I try and go out and practice hard and do what I need to do. But, you know, I love Sunday afternoons. You know, it's just so much fun going out competing against these young guys and having some success. You know, you're not going to win every play, but for the most part, you're going to go out and have a lot of success out there. And it's just a lot of fun to go out and compete.
You know, and then you go and face Miami, a team that took a lot of things away. And it seemed to me, you know, watching them on film, that they did a lot of the things that Baltimore did in the playoff game, you know, last year to end the season. Is that how they approach this game and shut down a lot of the things that the Raiders do best?
Well, you know, I think we just decided on a game plan, and our game plan was to try and run the ball. We didn't have a lot of passes in for that game for some reason, and that's what we chose to do. And it seemed like the same kind of game as a Baltimore game, and that's exactly the feeling that we had after the game. Like, you know, this was a game we could have won, should have won if we had just done some different things. And every time you lose a game, man, no matter if you lose 40-39, you know, people are going to second guess what's happening, and it should be. You know, you shouldn't lose football games. You know, if we had to play Miami Dolphins again, you know, I don't think they want to see us. Let's just put it that way.
A lot has changed from the Raider attack from last year to this year. And the big one, obviously, is you still got a number 80 on the other side, but it's a different guy. You had Andre Rison last year. Now you have Jerry Rice. Does that change what you do on the other side, or you still just do your thing, or do you have to change to alter to bring in Rice?
Not really. I don't have to change much of what I'm doing. He helps tremendously, I will say that. You know, the guy can obviously still play this game at a very high level, so having him helps me out tremendously. You know, just in a couple games that we've had, you can just see people just playing me head up, and, you know, I haven't been played head up in a couple years, so maybe they think I'm old, or maybe he's helping, one of the two, but it really doesn't matter. It's really helping out my game, and he's just great. You know, a guy like Jerry, you know, a great player in the league, you know a lot about him, you know, but you really don't know him, and it's just been a lot of fun this year getting to know him, and having him here has just been great for us.